Kofches Nissan, Monday the 2nd of May, Rabbi Shraga Kalus. Do I have to let a Kohen go before me in a queue?
This morning, it was the first time in 7 months that I wasn't zeicher to be benched by a Kohen. This morning was the first time it hit me that in Chutzlaitz we're not zeicher to this bracha of the Kohen. That's maybe one of the reasons why we need to be mechazik the Indian of the Kedusha of the Kohen. Pashut, we're not zeicher, so we forget the importance of our Kohen. Yeah, and a Chanami, the Kohen this morning, the God Rishon, right? I'm more chashuv than him. Why is he going first? We have to figure that one out. But the Maisa, not I'm more chashuv, but we're all maybe more chashuv than him. So how come I'm going first? But the Maisa needs a chizik, certainly. I think in Chutzlaitz it needs a chizik, because the Kohen doesn't have that. You know, he doesn't give us a bishlam of me. Every morning I get benched from the Kohen, so I have a gevaldika karsat toivtim. So this Indian, which we'll speak about the Mitzvah, the Indian to be makadish the Kohen, to give him first, to respect that Kohen, to give him that respect that he deserves. It's much easier for Yidin in Eretz Yisrael, but Yidin in Chutzlaitz, I think we have to mechazik the Indian. The parasha, when we see this morning, the parasha's Emor, which is already the parasha that talks to Emor, speak to the Kohanim. So I think we'll speak also Bez Hashem to the Kohanim, we'll speak to Bnei Yisrael, how they have to be mesiachis to the Kohen, Bez Hashem at this time. Maybe we'll speak a little bit into the Inyanim Klalim of Kohanim, Legabe the Tumah, Legabe the Tai, or other Inyanim that go into the Indian of a Kohen. The Pasuk says, V'kidashtai kilechem u'makriv, the Pasuk requires us to give the special kavod to the Kohen. We have to give respect to the Kohen. I once saw the Betzal Chachmei Dan's, you know, this level we'll see in a moment. What Chazal required that he comes first in line. We'll see if that's true. If it's not true, he has to get the first portion. We have to give him the first option to speak. We have to give him the first option of the benching of brachas in general. This is halacha v'kiddashtoi to be mekadosh the Kohen. The Maaseh, the Betzal Chachmei Kohen says, well, kavod, when we start saying all the rules of kavod are the same rules, you know, we know you can't call your father by his first name. We know your father walks into a room, you have to stand up for your mother, for your father. Everyone knows you have to stand up. You have a mitzvah deraisa to stand up for your mother, for your father. You can't call him by his first name. Is it the same thing for a Kohen? Next time your uncle Kohen walks into a room, so we all stand up for him. You can't call him by his first name. Right? Somebody, a girl who just got engaged to a Kohen, so she asked me, her husband is a Kohen. She wants to know, does she have to stand up for her husband? Is she allowed to call him by his first name? Right? He's lucky. I don't know about her, but the shayla, what is expected from us in the kedusha of a Kohen? It's also a shayla of an achagadol. Kabed es avicha. The kabed es is coming to include the achagadol. You have to respect your older brother. I know my older brother would be very happy if I wouldn't be allowed to call him by his first name. You have to stand up for my older brother. So let's see what the Indian is. What's mechayev us when it comes? Who is it mechayev? Who do we have to respect? Who do we have to? Who gets this special? Are there any kohanim that are excluded from this? Are there any kohanim that we don't have to give this proper respect to, whatever this proper respect is? I'm going to take a minute, just push it to give us the inyanim of the kayanim bisman hazeh. Before we talk about the v'kidashtei, the Indian bichlal, our kayanim bisman hazeh, what halachas tachet? We know that 24 matonis kahuna. We only have 9 of them bisman hazeh. Let's just figure them out. The kitzah, they are the truma gedayla, truma smaiser. He also gets the rachis hakez, he gets the pidgin haben. Bisman hazeh, we still have 9. It's roya, lechayim, v'keva, the chor. Tahira, the Petarech and Pidgin Aben, those are the 9 that apply al Kopanim Bisman Hazeh, the 9 matonis that still Kayim gets, the other 15 he's not Zaycha to get. The Indian Bisman Hazeh, that the Kayim still has an Indian of Tumah V'Tayra, a Kayim still has an Isser L'Tameh L'Meisim. We'll see soon in a moment, that's one of the big Beis. The a Kayim is not allowed to be Metameh to Meis, that applies also Bisman Hazeh, and Ad Kedei Kach, we'll see soon, at this special din of Ikidashtai, the special din of respecting our Kayim, and giving this proper covet and respect, this halacha to the Kohen, will only apply to a Kohen who's not mechalal his kedusha, who doesn't destroy his kedusha. A Kohen that's metamid lemeisim. But 2 weeks ago, I thought, me such a shiloh, and the question was, that was mamash a shiloh. Was a Kohen who is a Kohen already in Eretz Yisrael? Of course, we'll see in a moment. It's much more problematic because a Kohen who's a doctor in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going into the Indian today of a Kohen doctor, but I'll go point. You can imagine that in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more of a problem because a Kohen doctor in Eretz Yisrael, where the hospitals can have meisim, and in this specific hospital where it was discussed, it was vadei that there are meisim, and there was vadei tumah problems, and he goes in every single day, and it's what's called in the lashon of the paiskim b'shat nefesh. He goes in because this is what he wants. He tells at first he started to, you know, parnasa, this and that, and he had the options of other times. I'm not going into that topic right now, but b'shat nefesh, he was being over on this halacha, and he was being mitamei l'meisim, and the psak was clear. It's a davar bara b'yoyser, a davar poshit that he can't get rishon anymore. He doesn't have that proper. He's not a kayin. He's mechalal his kayin. He is a kayin. We hope he does tshuva, but he doesn't have that level because the iser of mitamei l'meisim applies bizman as strong b'daraisa according to oh kimat roi rubav all of our rishonim brought down halacha and the rishonim and shintam b'dem. He has halacha. It's also for him to be mitamei l'meisim. I feel that he's already tamei. It's also for mitamei l'meisim. And if he does that aveir chas v'shalom of being mitamei l'meisim, but b'meisim, we'll see soon other cases. But then he doesn't have this halacha that we have to give him the proper respect that a kohen deserves. But that is his chayv kohen. Just a mamish pekita. If it's time at the end, we'll talk a little bit more about richas. But the union of mitamei l'meisim. And that's interesting. I don't know how many Kohanim know this. I got a call yesterday. It's Mamish. I had tremendous idea. I didn't know. Somebody told me, he saw the sign that I'm speaking about Kohanim. The sign says I'm speaking about the covenant of the Kohanim. He had a Shiloh. He said he's a Kohen. And he wants to go on a date. And the date is to the Natural Museum of History. Is there any problem? It's an American. He got the email on the American, the Natural Museum of History. So he wants to know, is there any problems? I told him, as a matter of fact, I don't know how many Kayanim know this, but there's an Isser, I'll say it with a watered down Nusach. There's a Yeshli Zoyer brought in the Shulchan Aruch and some Shin Ayin base that a Kayan has to be Zoyer, he has to be careful not to be Matame, even to Goyish Mason. Now, it's a Yeshli Zoyer. I mean, it's actually touched Goyish Mason, that's already a different shmooze we can't go into now. But is there Tumas Oyel? Is there the Tumas Oyel even on a Goyish Mace? As the Maestro of the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't know how popular or common no this is. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Lizor, you should be Zoyer. You have to be careful. It's much from the Shulchan Aruch. It's 2 days brought in the Paiskim. Shulchan Aruch seems to say you should be Zoyer. You can't say it's Aser. Right? That doesn't have that extreme status of Iser, but Yesh Lizor, you should be careful not to be Metamil Mason. The Nafgamin will be that going into a hospital. Of course, there'll be coolers if a person, his wife is in a hospital, so maybe they have to because of Bikur Chaylim, etc. There are certain circumstances. You won't have to necessarily be Machmir on this Yesh Lizor, but you have to know it exists. It's not go to a natural history museum where they have their mummies. I don't want to insult anybody in this country, mummies the other way. How about the mummies and all those things that are Taker Mason, they're Goyish Mason, the bones exist and the bodies exist, can see what they tell us, etc. So that would be a problem. He'd have to choose a better place to go on a date. I'm going to say a chiddush. I'm afraid to say it, even. I'll say it, but I'm afraid to say it. Yeah, I'm afraid to say it. I feel bad. The Kehanim are getting today all of the everything. Somebody out of my way and asked me, you're giving chumras. I said, well, we'll see. I'll give chumras to the Kehanim, I'll give chumras to Israelim. So for some person, it's going to be a cool one. For one person, it's going to be a chumra. I'm going to say a chiddush now. I saw this last week's Parsha. In Parsha's Kedoshin, everybody knows the famous Ramban, a Neville Bishop HaKaida, the Ramban, the Ramban said that a person even thinks that are mutter, he has to be Mekadish himself, the Mutterlach, the Ramban, everyone knows the Ramban. The Ramban says, you know, the things that are mutter, like in Achila, but don't eat too much, and in Arayas, etc. Don't go too much. That's the famous Ramban that everyone knows. The Ramban throws in a line there. I don't know if anybody noticed. I noticed it for the first time myself. The Ramban throws in a line there, and even though it's mutter for Yisrael to be Matamil Mason, Yisrael doesn't have an Isra of being Matamil Mason, but he says, you don't have to go out of your way to be Matamil Mason. Who ever heard of such a thing? You heard that? It's Nevel B'Shasatayri. I don't know, I give you enough gemina. You know, there's sometimes much unflappish. I know there's an awning over one of the funeral parlors. So Kohanim v'shteitzach know not to walk under that awning. They know not to walk under, because even though right now the door is closed, and as we know, when the door is closed, kimazur and mishnayis and oilus, so then the tumah is blocked. But there's another halacha called Seif Tumah Lotzeis. There's a halacha if the tumah is going to come out of that room, even if the door is closed right now. Right now there's a door, but the tumah is going to go out of that door right there. So I don't know, maybe there's a mace inside the room, and the mace is going to be coming out through this door, and he's going to be oiled, he's going to be under that oil, and then I'm going to be walking under a place that maybe a mace is going to be walking through. That's a Seif Tumah Lotzeis. So a kohen knows he can't walk under that awning. I tell you a chiddush, I'm afraid to say it. According to Rabban Yisrael, we shouldn't walk under that awning also. Chiddush, I don't know. I never saw it brought down in any of the Paiskim. I don't believe we'll take that chumra and say he can't go to the natural museum of history, that he can't go to Metame, to Goyish Mason, that already, which even by real Koyhanim is already a Shiloh. So then Akopanim Yisraelim, I don't know if he has to be Machmed. Okay. Akopanim, that's the Gabe Tumah. Again, it's time. Remember, Muzga, once we're mentioning it, we'll mention a little bit more. You know, once there was once a Koyin. It was a Kayin Amaratz. We'll see if you have to respect him in a moment, but he was a Kayin Amaratz. They told in the middle of the night, there was a Maisa Shahaya in Yeshivas Mir, and somebody was nifter in the building. It was a Maisa a few years ago. Somebody was nifter in the building, and somebody came in, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and he woke up all the Kanim. He woke up all the Kanim, and he called, Kanim Arois! Kanim Arois! And it was a mistake. He should have been very, very quiet, and he should have went over to all of the doors and locked all the Kohanim in their rooms. Right? We should have just locked them all in the rooms. He put like a big boulder or something in front of the door, and in front of, because now what he did was 10 times worse. Now all this Kohanim, till now they were sealed in their room, the door was closed, and the Tumah can't come in, and the Tumah is not going into their room. No, there's no Soch Tumah Lotzeis. It's not. It's only where the Nifter is going to go. Where the Nifter is going to go. But now these Kohanim all woke up, and now they're opening up the door. What? Now the Tumah's going and going into the door, and now they're walking outside and they're walking where the Tumah is. That's the worst thing that you can possibly do. So that's, again, little bits of knowledge of the Tumah Bismanazet. Now, the Maisa, who a Koyin can't marry, that we all know. Again, Mamish Mekitza, just before we get into the Indian of the Mechadet Koyin, just to get a little bit of the understanding of our Koyin. A Koyin, there are 5 ladies a Koyin can't marry. Kusha Chalutza, Zaina, Chalala, and a Giyoris. Oh, I had a Maisa Shahaya the other day. I can't even say who it was. One of the Gedolei Olam that everybody in this room heard his name. I can't. Maybe if you push me at the end, I'll say who it was. And Maisa Shahaya, there was a certain Koyin, and the Koyin wanted to marry a girl who was a Suffolk Grusha. What do I mean a Suffolk? A Suffolk Gioris. What do I mean a Suffolk Gioris? I mean a Suffolk Gioris that the pshat is that she did a Gioris L'chumra. I can't go into it now, which Chumra is called the Chumra, whatever. But for whatever reason, the basin warranted that she had to do, in this case, a Gioris L'chumra. And you know, he got read the Shidduch and whatever, you know. It's fine. The kids are... He went out a few times. She didn't tell him. Don't ask. She didn't ask. Kitzur Basayif. He wants to marry this girl. So they came to me. Zashayla wants to know, can he marry this girl? She's a Suffolk Gioris. She's mom. It's not a Suffolk even. He told me. A Gioris L'chumra. I made the mistake. I went to one of the Gedolei Olam. Everybody in this room heard his name. And he said, maybe he pushed me after. I told him that maybe we can be Bakel over here. A Sfeika Sfeika. What's a Sfeika Sfeika? The famous Magen Avraham. And Magen Avraham in Simen Reish Aleph, which is not brought in Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough. He asks, how come we don't give the proper respect to the Kohanim nowadays? We don't give the Kohanim. We don't give them the respect that they deserve. So he says, I don't know, maybe he'll say, the Magen Avraham says, maybe we don't have Kohanim Meyuchas. Maybe we don't know if they're really 100% Kohanim anyways. We don't know, so Mamela, we don't give them that respect. Maybe that's the pshat in this, I don't want to give it quotations, Minigal Island, but maybe that's the reason why Mishabru doesn't bring it to Chalal. I tell you why, the stomach doesn't bring it, because our Kohanim Duchen every day they make brachas, and everything, and pigeon up pens, and dust. Later, you're going to say that, I don't know, you're going to say that we don't believe that they're Kohanim and they make brachas. It's a hard Magen Avraham, but I said, don't Magen Avraham, shfart the Magen Avraham. So I said, well, let's make a safe Seiko. Something, maybe the fellow's a Kayin, and something, maybe she's a Gioris. Right? Safe Seiko, we're not to HSH, no? Safe Seiko, we can be mad. He said to me, I should wash out your mouth with soap. It sounds much better in Yiddish, I voice that. He said, I should wash out your mouth with soap. If you push me up, I'll say it. I'm sure. But that is, so again, we take on our Kaihanim. They can't marry Suffolk Grusha, they can't marry Suffolk Gioirisim. We should wash out your mouth with soap for saying such a thing. That's what he said, sure. I told him which soap, it was on Pesach. I did the kosher Pesach. I go, also. You know, what about the Kahanasim? What about the girl Kaihins? Is there such a thing as that? So I say, well, that everyone knows. The Gemara himself and the Daf Mem Tes Bacher called me up 2 weeks ago. He got read to a Bas Koyin. Bas Koyin, so he said to me, I'm afraid to go out with her. Imam Zalim and Daf Mem Tes tell the scary things. Aaron Koyin doesn't want you if you're an Amaritz. An Amaritz is not allowed. Halacha, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch of 7 days. Amaritz is not allowed to marry a Bas Koyin. Aaron Koyin doesn't want you, and it's a scary thing. There were Amaroyin that said, "I'm not going to get involved." Amaroyin, the Kedoshim Shel Yoyin, I'm not getting involved in this shit. You know what's going to happen to me? Aaron Koyin's going to Aaron Koyin. The Oyv Shalom, the Oyv Shalom, but he doesn't want you to shit. So he said to me, "What about me?" So I told him the stipend. I told him, "Listen, I'll explain the title in my lashon. In my lashon, we have no time, so I have to say b'kitzer today. But in my lashon, I'll explain the title. Anybody who knows that gemara is already on the way. You know? A fellow that already knows that gemara is already, you know, he's on the way. If he doesn't even know that gemara, stay away from Harika and his children. But that's, you have to know if he's on the way to become a Talmud Chacham. No, that's already Aaron Akayim will be okay with him. Talmud Chacham, there's no Talmud Chacham. This man Zay told me. I told him fine. Then all the baskin can't get married. This man Zay, that's already. I don't think we're going to say. I saw Chiddush Gadol. I'm afraid to say it. I saw Chiddush Gadol in the Kaf Chaim. I wrote the Shaila to Chaim Kinyaski. He wrote, "Einanu Poskin." Okay, we don't paskin like this. What does it say in the Kaf Chaim? The Kaf Chaim says that if you get married to a kahanis, a girl kahin, don't be mishabed here too much. Right? Don't be too tough on her, because the halacha is kiddushta. You have to respect the kayin, and it applies to her too. And this is besides the chedushim, the writing that you can imagine. Who says she has a din kayin anymore, etc. And who says bachlal on a girl is a din kayin? Chaim Kinyevsky said ein anu noyigim kayin. I don't know. Maybe it means ein anu noyigim kayin, that we don't mishabed our girls too much in the first place. I don't know. But I think he meant the other way, that when it comes to the kayhane girls, we don't have to have that level of cover for a kehani girl. Okay, I'm getting a bit to our subject. Our topic is the topic of what I think the sign says. Do I have to let the kain go? Was it? Do I have to let a kain go before me on a queue? I'm American. I don't even know queue. Do I have to let a kain go first on the line? Do I have to let the American? Do I have to let the kain go first on the line? So the first three. I think the first question before we get to this question is. Who says I have to let the guy in front of me go first on the line? And they're all going to think he's American. He's from Flappy. Listen to that box. Do I have to let somebody in front of me go? And you're in the line. Today's a bank holiday, but you're on the line in the bank, right? And there's, 10 people on the line. So I'm just going to go to the front of the line. Yeah, you're sugar. Who says, what makes it that, I understand, you can't steal somebody's car, right? And you can't take his shoes, right? And you can't borrow his things without asking him. Question: Bishop, but Simon should do tests, and Simon should do tests. And Shail Shalemi Das is a god. If he's a god, then he's going to come back like a chihuahua. Right? That's about it. But who says that if I'm online, that the person in front of me, he has more of a right? You all think I'm crazy, which rightfully so. Which is right. So what are you going to answer? You're going to answer, Gesselsman. We all like to say Gesselsman, right? Stealing time, right? You know, Gesselsman, everyone has to, with a grain of salt, we're all learning together today for a moment. What's Gesselsman? What is Gesselsman? You're over on Gesel? What are you over on Gesselsman? Right? Gesselsheni. We like to say Gesselsheni. Again, Hashem Shemoichel me and Abach who does this, I don't want to be in those shoes. But what's the answer? It's a Gesel. Wake him up. What is that? What is that? He owns that place? He owns that place in the bank right now? He owns that place? If he wants, I'm staying here tonight. I own this place. The security guard's going to come over. After the security guard's over, they're going to take the two people with the special, with the helmets and the padded room and the electricity and the matzah, right? This fellow's not going to last very long. He doesn't own Avadi, you can't. The shadows, why? You have to explain why. Gezel Shena. I am stealing sleep. So, our first reaction, Pasha, this is my first reaction, would be that there's halacha tzaken. Last week's Pasha, it's upcoming in a Pasha. My Yosef learned. He never got to be Mitzayar Zana eat. You can't be Mitzayar somebody else. You can't cause him the pain. If you wake somebody up, I can't make fun of the guy. And I can't hurt his feelings. So then to go and cut somebody in line, a person cuts me in line is like the worst thing you can do to somebody. It's mamish an angus nefesh kevim. He's cut me in line. That's a vada nisadaraisa vaynasdvarim. And we'll see in a moment. Even if I'll say that it's also out something else, I think it's also out because of this, which is also a gam tzvayin nisadaraisa. The only thing is, and also waking somebody up. That's a vada giving him tzar. You can't mitzar yid. Isn't it right? Except to be mitzar, there's no shayla in the world. So that's a vada. You're over on enos dvarim. That's clear. The only thing is that if you that, it would only be the yidin. It wouldn't be the goyim. You tell me that I'm not. You go to go. No. Sorry, I'm a yid. I'm not go first. I've been the biggest chil Hashem since Chaychei Ta'egel. I'm a yid. I go first. It's my first. What do you mean? Listen, he says I'm a sechad. I'm a aretz goy. You don't even know chumash. I wouldn't suggest it. No, that's the lashon of the Or Chaim. The Rosh. The Rosh says that maybe you are allowed to be quote unquote mitzayir a goy. Quote unquote. Like Sainu. But he says don't suggest it. He's going to punch you in the nose. Another reason why I can't cut somebody online. So I'll tell you a few reasons. One reason is maybe it's like a gezel, maybe it's a schus, Maybe as a schus. You know, like, we find such a concept. The Chazanish plays with this in Chayshin Mishpat. We find such a concept. They won't work for Gensel Sheina. But we find such a concept in Halacha that a person, he has a schus to the concept of, you know, the nowadays you can understand this more. Somebody was telling me there's amusement parks. In amusement parks, you can pay to cut the whole line. You can pay money. So you see, it's a monetary schus. I couldn't imagine something. Maybe it's a schos, and then a vada would be also from a guy too. Bate, another, the Chazanish plays grapple again. We're all just trying to figure out why you can't cut online. But, and then we'll see, does it apply to our friend the Kayan? Askama we'll see in a moment. Askama I'll see right now. The Chazanish says it's Askama, like a minaga oilam that were noigad. He says, you know, when the Chazanish, he had the whole Torah in front of his face. It was every single dot. He added everything. He had the whole. And the Chazanish just writes that this is Dvarim Pshutim, like we all think. But you need the Chazanish's entire Kola Torah Kula behind him to say, you know, the same Chazanish that one time the Chazanish writes in a certain place, he writes that Eina Sefer Tachas Yadi, that the Sefer is not under my hand. Seicha Gemeint, that Sefer Tachas Yadi, like, you know, okay, I don't have the Maram, who knows what, under my hand, I don't have that Sefer. Eina Sefer Tachas Yadi, Gemara Bam Mitzia. Well, he didn't have a Gemara, it was a Gemara, just turn around and go to the shelf. So I asked Rechayim Kineski, Eina Sefer Tachas Yadi? Eina Sefer Tachas Yadi? What do you mean you don't have the Gemara? He said, no, Rechayim Chazanish learned until he had no Koyach. He had no Koyach, zero. There was nothing left of the Chazanish. No kayach. So he ain't has sefer tachas yodi. The sefer is not under my hands right now. I don't have kayach to stand up and pick it up and take it off the shelf. To look in the Mordechai and Baba Mitzia. So you understand? The Chazanish, he had the whole entire Torah behind him, and he, with all the Torah behind him, said that's a skama. Dvarim pshutim. It's a minig that everybody was knowing. And misvara, you have to be mekayim. It's a svara deraisa. Okay, but it's interesting. I saw in one of the great poskim a different svara. He says, I think it's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Shavuos and the Flam, it's also in Cheshed Mishpat and Simit Hasvav, that there's a lot of Tzedek Tirdof. Tzedek Tirdof means that a person has to do Tzedek, he has to do what's right. There's a pasuk that's Bechayiv has to do what's right. One of the examples, Tzedek to do what's right, I think it's Davar Pashit, that whoever's first on line, and I'm going to explain why it makes a difference in a moment if we could learn out from a pasuk. But it's Tzedek Mechayiv that whoever's on line first, he goes first, it's Dvarim Pshutim. We're only trying to figure out what the pasuk is. But whoever's on line first, but if it's Tzedek, so then already, tzedek, righteousness, so then there's exceptions, right? I'll give an example. Yesterday I was online in the airport, and somebody had a baby carriage, and they said all the baby carriages go first. Well, what's the lumdus? Explain the lumdus of the Mesamad El Al Rez, it's run by Jews, hopefully. Let's explain this, right? What's a chat? Because righteousness has rules. Hagam is a line. But it makes sense that those that have the tartar, etc., it's brought to halacha. Even though there's a line for a beis din in Cheshen Mishpat Tetzvav, but a Talmud Chacham goes first. Why? Because a Talmud Chacham, we can't be mevatelim from learning. So we need it. We need him to be learning. So there's 20 people online. There's a Talmud Chacham who comes to court in the din peida, and he goes first. That's the law, and everybody online says about the Dr. Zainas, it should be like this, because the Maisa, we need him to be learning, right? And that's Taka, and they're scary, I don't see why that should be, different in a bank, if they're all Jews. And I don't see, if they're all Jews, Atam Chacham walks in, and you know, look, this guy's online, he could be learning right now. Okay, he's got one of these tape recorders in his Afshah, about Kapanah, he could be learning more B, and I don't know, he could be learning Shtarka, so again, because once it goes from Tzedek, once the law is Mikoyach Tzedek, so then we can understand, Tzedek has its rules, right? Tzedek's rules are that if the, in Mashal, a chayla, Chazal tell us, online to a court case, he's a chayla, he's somebody who's sick, so the righteousness says that he should go first, right? Same idea, the same thing with the person online and the child with the baby carriage, he should go first, because the Tzedek dictates that that's what should be. So chayla, and again, now to a kohen. The halacha by a kohen is that we have to be mechabim first. The things that are brought down, the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, he's Reisha Medabrim, the Chavetz Chaim used to speak first at all the kenesses. And the Chavetz Chaim would always say at all the kenesses when he would speak first, I'm only speaking first because I'm the kohen. Right? And because I'm the kohen. So I speak first. That was the Chavetz Chaim, how he was margir himself. He made himself calm that he didn't, for the guy. Because I'm a kohen, which is true. He speaks first. He benches first. The chule is brought la halacha. That which he benches first is only if there's no Talmud Chacham present. If there's a Talmud Chacham present, Talmud Chacham benches first. Talmud Chacham speaks first. Talmud Chacham is before a Koyin Am Oretz. That's the basic rules. But Al Kapanim, let's say this another halacha we know that if there's, if you come to a table, a Shabbos table, and you have all the chicken, the schnitzel, he gets served first. Even though there are poiskim that learn that this din of the kiddashtoi is halacha only in dvarim shel kedusha, maybe with brachas only, maybe it's only in the things of speaking at a kenes of Torah, something of kedusha. You know, he's going to the kaisel, he'll let him walk before you. But the ma'aser roiv of our poiskim, that's how the Archa Shulchan paskins lalacha and kufchaches paskin, that it's not just of dvarim shel kedusha. It's an Al Yidei this, you're being Mekadoshim. You're showing us, you're giving him the proper respect, not the Kiddashtoi with the Varim of Kedusha, but the Kiddashtoi. That Al Yidei, giving him the ability to go first, I realize and I accept upon myself the Kedusha of the Kain, which is your way of being Mekadoshim. The Baruch Shalom was Mekadoshim by giving him the Matanas. We're Mekadoshim, the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan. We're Mekadoshim by allowing him to go first, by allowing him to have the first portion. He gets the first gefilte fish, he gets the first this, that's a Locha. If there's a Tam Tchachim, that Tam Tchachim was fine. If there's a kohen there, the kohen goes first. That's the basic halachas. So what about a line? So it's interesting. I asked the shayla to Rabbi Yashu, and I asked the shayla to Rabbi Shimon, but there's a different shayla here. The shayla is that what if what happens if you have a kohen and you have four pieces of gums in the yeshivas? You have five pieces of schnitzel, but there's six people on the table. Right? You figure that one out, Shimon. How about five schnitzels, six people on the table? So what do you do? So do I say, I can go to, I'm a kohen. I for sure get it. There's no shayla, right? I'm a kohen. And not only that, you know, you put it on the plate, I'm a kohen. I go first. There's no shayla. Is it true? Pashtus, that's a lashon of Gemara. He's nitol manarishon. He gets the first money. Now, we could have learned that the nitol manarishon means he gets first choice. But do I have to actually give up of mine? And this is a very, very fundamental shayla. Because if I have to give up of mine, so then once we establish that my place online is my schos, for whatever reason, but we've established that my place online is my schos, do I have to give up my place online? Do I have to, you know, by Talmud Chacham, we gave up the place we saw, because there was mitzvah the tzedek. We need him to go first. We need it. We need him to go first, partially because we need his learning and we can't be mevatlim. But we have a new shayla now. In the laws of kavod, of respect, that I have to be mechabed the kohen, that he goes first, so he goes first to choose. But does he get something from me? Do I have to give him something? You know, the chiv of kibbut avayim, we know that famous ma'aser with Rav Chaim, right? Rav Chaim, he said, I can't, my father lives so far away, I can't go and visit him. It costs me too much money and I don't have to give up my money to visit my father. Rav Chaim said, you're right, go start walking. He was in Vilna, go walk the brisk. That was because again, I don't have to give up my money for a kohen. Do I have to give up my schnitzel? Do I have to give up my place in line? Do I have to give up my money? I asked the Tavay Yashu, he said, Avadanisht. I don't have to give up. The Kiddashta is mechayiv me to give him first, give him the first choice, give him the first portion, etc. Give him the ability to bench first, give him the ability to make the bracha first, etc. All those rules. But to give up of mine, I don't have to give up of mine. It's interesting. That I would have thought that's the pashtus. I don't have to give up of mine. Once we've established that a makam online is mine, I don't have to give him up this. I don't have to give him the schnitzel. He doesn't get first. If there's five schnitzels and there's five people, the kohen gets first. He gets the biggest one. You know, that the Maisel of Yashiv did say. That he would get. He gets the biggest one. He's not the manarishan. That's part of the schlus of not the manarishan. But if there's only five schnitzels and there's four, you know, whoever, I don't know, might makes right. I don't know how I work with the midas. But somehow, hopefully, you know, they cut it up or whatever. Mentioned, okay, fine. But the kohen doesn't have the schlostas emakoyin. And Pashas, he wouldn't have the kayach to cut a line, as we call it, to cut the queue. He wouldn't have the kayach to go all the way to the front. I asked this question to Scheinberg, and Scheinberg said, no, Avada not. Avada, yeah, he gets first. That goes into the schlostas of getting first. You have to give up yourself. So I asked Scheinberg, I said, do you have to take out money? The kayach wants money, you have to give him money. You know the chilek, he told me. You know the chilek, fine. I'll let the item think about the chilek. I'm going to invite it. I wanted to say two more things. It's interesting. The pashtus, I would say again, I'm not a person that can be machriya, but the pashtus, we would think, is that from the mekoyris, we don't find al kopanim that you have to give up of yourself and let him go first. That we don't find. Okay. To give up of my money, to give up of myself. Just it's interesting. There's a... what's our problem? I'll tell you our problem. So then, I don't think I ever did this in England, but do I get 4 minutes over time? Or
yeah.
I think anybody wants to leave, please leave. I never did this in England. I've always been too scared. Now I'm not scared anymore. So, but Ben, is anybody please leave? I know it's a bank holiday and you're very busy. Mamish, anybody wants to leave, should leave. But I the time, I need 2 minutes to go over time. I wanted to just say, first of all, who's involved? Number one, I'll speak very fast. Who's involved in this? Who has this salacha to be mechabed? Which kohen to be mechabed? It's not about the regular kohen. You have to be mechabed. Or Chashulchan says a kohen maybe even has to be mechabed another kohen. Because maybe it's a kedusha on the kohen. Maybe even he's misupik. Maybe a kohen doesn't even have another kohen. Mogen Avram says a kohen katin, you don't have to respect. Rabbi Kiviger says yes, you do. Even a kohen katin, everything here by say, if it's a machlekes, you have to be machmir because it's a safek lechumra lechayra. Okay, avadik is a talmud chacham. Always he comes before it. If you want to teach him discipline, etc. Avadik also, this, you know, the teacher is going to say I'm a kohen. I don't have to listen. It goes within the realms of normalcy. But a kohen katin lechayra is a safek, and you have to be machmir to give him this respect also. Give him the first gefilte fish that they teach this for sure. You should teach this to the children. There's no shayla. A kohen bal mum, I can't go into it now, but he's not allowed to marry Gucci, he's not allowed to marry a chalala, etc. So he has the status of a kohen, and Mamela, he goes into the pasuk, there's a reboy that Sifra brings down him also. You have to give the proper respect to a kohen. As a bal mum, a kohen who's a chalal, no, he's nothing. He's not a Yisrael bichlal. He's not a kohen bichlal. He's a total Yisrael, 100%. A kohen who marries a grusha, kokami is oimid in this merit, in this terrible aveira. He's not. We don't give him the respect. Anytime he's doing the aveiras of a kohen, we don't give him that respect. Rav Meir says a tshuva. Do we at least give him? Do we give him Yisrael? Do we give him even Yisrael? He's doing an Avera, so okay. So Rav Meir dance already, depends, Tinek Shanish, but not, whatever. It's a tough topic, but certainly he doesn't get Kayin. I'll tell you another Chiddush of Baisai. You know, the whole thing in Tinek Shanishpa, he's a Kayin, he didn't know better, this, that, etc. Right? So then, and he's Michal Shabbos. But he knows one thing, he's not going to marry a Grusha. He knows he's not going to marry a Zayna, a Halala. He knows that. The Kayin, a lot of them, keep this, they won't marry the people they're not supposed to marry, but he's Michal Shabbos. It's a lot of paiskim, right paiskim, kekulam, and that's l'chayr the pashas, but we still can't give him the respect of the kayin that a kayin deserves. He doesn't act like a person that deserves respect. It's very sad, Tinek Shanish, but I'm not getting involved now in his halachic status, but we can't give him that respect. We can't give him this respect of somebody who and we can't give him rishon. We can't give him rishon. We'll give him something else. Okay, you have to absua daka. The person has certain reasons why he's lost the kedusha to a certain extent of the kohen. This is a world war because it could be a psua daka is allowed to marry grusha and a halala. It's a big machlekes. It's a chalkes machlekes and a bash and Evan Ezer and Simon Hay. It's a world war. This so it could be on the tzad that he's not allowed to marry a grusha, which is a world war. So maybe he still has that the halacha, and you still have to be mekadeshim. You still have to give him this proper respect. It's all the halachas that go into this. Can a kohen be meichel? Maisa, it depends. It's a great sechakir if a kohen could be meichel. Is the pshat that the kohen, it's the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, you're respecting the Rebbeinu Shalaylam, the Rambam says. How you there respecting the kohen? So then a kohen can't be meichel. It's not his respect to be meichel on. And that's the hard price that hold like that. The Pashtis, the Aruch HaShulchan says it's not like that. Pashtis is like, and that's them, this is a Mamre Attenberg like this. No, it's the kohen, you're respecting the kohen. The kohen, what he stands for, what he represents, etc. So then he could be meichel, that's the Pashtis, to give him demeaning things, like you should take out the garbage. Even if he's Michael, that already the Taz says he should be Machmer, and the Shabur brings down La Lacha. To let him to take out the garbage, I always have a suffix. My Talmidim, that are Kayanim, they want to take out my garbage. Right? And they always come to me with tightness, and they send me better. It's Kavanah Taira. I never asked a God of Lador such a question. It's not the meaning. What? If I would take out the Rebel Yashu's garbage, it's the greatest. So I'm not Rebel Yashu, but then the Kuda. The taking out the garbage of the Talmud Chacham, that's a great, great covet. That's fakir. That's the greatest covet you could be mechabit a person with. Fine. I want to end with a maisa. That's maisa. Why do we have such a hard time with this whole sugya? We have a hard time. This kayin. Alright, if he's a kayin amaretz, we give him also. Even a kayin amaretz, that's halacha. If he's sad, if he's a rosha, if he's that, I'll give interesting. If a kayin kills somebody, so we know, even if he did tshuva, if you kill somebody, I can't go into it there certain times. If you show you, but they kill somebody, they base it. Kayanim, it says they get the Gemara says the angry fellow. It's like, I'm so bad my mood that they killed somebody. Shut up. I'm going to eat shuva. So then the halacha is, I can't go into it now, sometimes maize it, shaykh, whatever. But the halacha is basically can't tochen. If he did it, but maize it, even if he did shuva, he can't tochen. But the gabi kidashtai, the chayyim the gabi kidashtai is you have to be mekacha. Right, you can't tochen. That's a separate halacha. These hands that were killed. That's a different halacha. But pashtus, if he did tshuva, there's a different kiddushta. Pashtus is a different kiddushta. But why do you have such a hard time with this? I'm going to give Yankel Kayin to the first gefilte fish, and according to Scheinberg, I have to give him the only gefilte fish. Right? Okay, so maybe not like that. But we have a hard time. Tell you why. I can tell you, Maisa. Rav Pam, the Chatzadik Lebracha. I remember I heard this mamish from Rav Pam, and it was at a certain dinner, and then I saw it afterward in the Chazam Sefer. What he said over. One time he came to a dinner, and everybody, when he walked in, they all stood up, they gave him a gevaldik kavod. It was at a dinner, they were honoring him at a dinner, they gave him a gevaldik kavod. And he said, "Avar Ramsha, I'm ready to come." He said that it's very hard for him. It was always very hard for him. I come into a room and they stand up, and I know who I am. I know who I really am. I know who he really was in the sense. But I know who I really am, he said, and I know I don't deserve it. And it was very hard for me. And then I saw Chassam Sefer. He said the Chassam Sefer in the Drashas. I saw the Chassam Sefer Takas in Ebenezer and Simon Gimel. The Chassam Sefer Labacha asks a Kasha. Fred Chassam Sefer doesn't understand. How is it that the Kayin comes into a town? It's not like it's a Kayin. A guy comes into a town and says, I've been a Kayin. Right? Ich bin a kai. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Who mechatesi? You have to prove it. We don't believe you. Who are you? We don't know." Right? But the Ramos is not like that. He says, "We give him rishon. He gets rishon. Rishon is the only thing he can't be meichel on. That the Pesukim say he can't be meichel, and in this halacha because it could cause fights. Whatever. Fine. But he comes into a town. We give him rishon. The Ramos. Okay, with other things, he can't take money from us, maybe pigeon and this and that, but we give him reason, we believe him. Why? The Ramah says, because who loses anything on this? Nobody. What do you mean, who loses on this? First of all, the other Kayanim lose out on this. The Israel, let's say he's the only guy who's a Kayan. So now all the Israelim, they lost the ability to get Aliyahs. Aliyahs cost money. What's going on over here? That we give this person the respect. He comes in, he says, why do we believe in Bechlal? Chassam Sefer is made to get developed. And this is then the answer to the Magen Avram. Magen Avram says, who says you're a Kayin? In general, by all Kayanim. Who says? We don't know for sure you're a Kayin. Okay, I had my mouth washed out because I said that almost. But the Chassam Sefer says, no, it's not Pshat. He says, you know, when he walks into the room and we give him Rishon, and let's say he's not a Kayin. Let's say he's talking not a Kayin. But we still get the mitzvah deraisa of the kiddushah. Why is that there? Because what am I doing? I'm respecting Yankel Kayin. He stands for what? He stands for the Shefet HaKahuna. The fact that, by so maybe he wasn't a Kayin either. Either the person from the other city that we don't know he's a Kayin, or Taki's not a Miyuchas or whatever, but who cares? When I get him first, I give him the first gemilta fish, I let him do Rishon. So that I'm respecting what he stands for, and I'm being the Kaddish, the Shefet HaKahuna, and I'm showing they came first. And I'm getting the mitzvah deraisa regardless of the Chassam Sefer. He says, now Nichem Tani. He said, when I come into a room and I stand up, and they stand up for me. So I know the emes, I know I'm not the guy of Talmud Chacham that they think I am. What's an afkamina? When they're standing up for what I represent. I represent the Shevet HaLevi, the Shevet HaTalmud Chachamim, and they get Benkach, the mitzvah deraisa of being Mechamed at Talmud Chacham. And I was thinking to myself, every single Yid. But every single one of us were the quotations, the ambassadors of Torah. Every single Yid was gave with the yarmulke. Every single Yid that walks around in the street. So then he's mamish that halacha. He's that halacha. He thinks to himself, who am I? Who's supposed to be nech? Who am I? You know, I'm this, I'm that. Whatever, I'm a regular guy. It's just like you are talking regular. We all over in this room, we know the truth. You're a regular guy. Hey? Oh, but they don't know that. Hey? And when they're looking at you, you're the ambassador of the Torah. You're the one who's saying it's a benayid. And when he walks around, and this hit me this. Yesterday I was in the airport, and there was a fellow, and he was with a wheelchair. A guy's a fellow, so with a wheelchair. And they were trying to, it was from a different flight, and they were trying to get him off the car. You know, those cars that they drive in the airport. Boom, three in, on the spot. One with a bekisha, one with a tiny yarmulke, one with a big yarmulke, and me. Right? I was directing. I can't help, you know. But I was directing. Right? And they ran over. The fellow over there, the Indian fellow, just stopped the car, and he was waiting for the guy to get off. And there was nobody there to help. And he was like looking around and trying to get on the spot for Eden, on the spot from four different parts of the world. And again, like I said, I was the conductor. Come on, no, no. And every one of them was helping this Eden get off. I think it might have been Hashem the belt. Everybody looks at this and says, this is a Yid. Right? We have to always remember this, that even if we think that's a Fospinich, but it's what we stand for. It's what we stand for. That's Machayev has to be a lot more. Okay, Bersam.